it's been like our season, really. It's been a remarkable season, you know, one that's got off to a pretty slow start, and then, you know, we've built some momentum up, and yeah, it's lovely. I'm so pleased for the supporters. You know, it's a full house today. You know, you're finishing the last game of what has been a very, very momentous season, and you want to give them something to cheer about. And my God, last 20 minutes, we give them something to cheer about.
Yeah, I bet if there was one person inside Selhurst Park at 3-0 down with half an hour to go, thought, "Nah, this isn't up." It was you.
No, I was disappointed with it. You know, a little bit fortuitous. The second and third goal for Liverpool. One's a deflection that takes it away from Julian, and the other one, you know, Suarez leaves it. It's Damien and comes back to him, and he runs through and they finish. So, but at 3-0, you're staring down the barrel. But it was a game that I always thought we'd score. You know, they play very, very open. I think Brendan backs his team to score more goals than the opposition, especially at smaller clubs like ourselves. So we knew it would be more of an open game, and with Balassi and Punchin and people like that in the team, we've always got a chance. We've always got a chance to counter-attack and cause people problems.
You've handed City the title tonight, probably.
I wouldn't give up yet if I was Liverpool. It's been such a remarkable season. There's so many twists and turns. You know, while there's hope, you know, they should just, you know, keep going.
Funny from me, you started the season sat on our sofa at TalkSport having a chat with us. You've ended it probably as the manager of the year. I mean, has it been your best ever season? And be serious now.
It's been as good a season I've had. But, you know, I've had some great seasons. You know, I've got promoted out of every division. I've never got relegated. And, you know, I've built Gillingham when I was there for 4 years. We had a wonderful time there for 4 years. And I went to Stoke, I had 10 years at Stoke and had wonderful times there. You know, and even the other clubs, you know, at Portsmouth, we kept them up when they had
you
no chance.
You kept this team up when everyone thought they were down, me included. The fans around here, I mean, now, you know, Selhurst Park is now a fortress. It really is. Come on, this has to be right up there.
Oh, yeah, it's as good as it's been. But like I say, can't tap yourself on the back. I've got a meeting with Steve on Wednesday or Thursday this week, and we'll talk about, you know, what we can do next year, how we can do it, and we'll move from there. But, you know, football's, yeah, it's problem with me. I just can't think about what we've just done. It's now what we're going to do in the Fulham game, and then from there, what we're going to do during the summer. So, yeah, that's the way I am, unfortunately.
You spoke about the remarkable synergy between this club and the community after the West Ham victory. That last 12 minutes was the absolute perfect demonstration of that.
Well, we did it at Stoke. We put together a football club that the people on the terraces could relate to. And we've done the same here. And when you do it, it's remarkable. It's a wonderful feeling. And I think every Crystal Palace supporter, every player, appreciates each other. And they believe in what we're trying to do. And, you know, they've backed us unbelievable. And those three goals late on, just absolutely wonderful. And wonderful for the supporters. Not just the players and the club. And, you know, we could, like I say, finish 11th, which is it's unbelievable, really.
An awful lot of planning must go into that, Tony, because to research, you know, the Croydon, the people in Croydon, like you did with Stoke, and create a club that moulds their image as well, that's a lot of hard work that you must do.
Well, it's a big working class area. It's a big area which I think needs igniting. You know, the club's got a fantastic opportunity and chance to push on, but it has to stay in the Premiership for the next 2 or 3 years to get the money to give to be able to invest in improving the stadium, improving the training ground, improving everything. You know, it's miles behind in lots of respects, and it needs revamping completely. It's not just on the pitch, it's off the pitch that you have to do things. And like I say, you know, after 10 years at Stoke, or 7 or 8 years, I came back with Peter Coates is a wonderful chairman, allowed me to manage a football club. They've got a football club in the Premiership now that will stay in the Premiership for the next generation. It'll only get stronger. We've got to try and do that here. Thank you.